fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, morena Amelia, how are you?
Oh, hello. How's it going?
Good. I'm excited to hear about churches today. What are we talking about?
I basically I was watching The Vicar of Dibley.
Nice.
I thought, oh, there's lots of different names for religious worship buildings. Maybe we should talk about that.
This is the most Amelia thing I think you've brought us on this segment so far, and I'm keen to hear about it. Let's talk churches.
So the thing that I found interesting when I was looking into this is that there's like a few like origins that kind of pop up again and again, and then a few that are like quite weird. So church itself, the word church,
yes,
probably comes from like some old Germanic, old Saxon, like real old timey Northern Europe stuff, like Kitika. Basically, variations on Kitika.
What is Kitika?
Yeah.
It's church.
Oh, okay.
But it's meant church for a very long time.
Kitika.
And it probably comes from Greek for kirik, which is kiriaika or oikia, which is like a ruler's house, like an important person's house.
Oh, yeah. That checks out.
Which is good, like that. Although some people reckon it's actually from the Latin word where we get words for circle.
Ooh.
And also circus.
Checks out too.
Because the idea was that, you know, people would gather in like in a ring.
Okay, in the church. Is that a thing that happens? People stand in a circle?
The earliest churches would have just been people's houses.
Okay.
And so there's like a lot of debate about the socioeconomic status of like the early Christian populations, because they were all gathering in houses, which kind of implies that
they weren't that flash
someone had a pretty nice house.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say the opposite, but someone had to have a big house.
No. You've lived in like a shit flat before, and you've been like, I want to have a potluck, and then everyone's there and there's like three chairs and someone's like sitting in the corner.
Yeah, that is actually true. So that's essentially what an old school church service would have been like back in the day.
No, but like the idea is that a lot of people were there, and so it must have been like kind of a nice house.
Oh, okay.
And so they would go there for a meal, and that was the church service.
I've oscillated back and forth on my understanding of that, but I think I've settled in the right spot now.
Okay, that's good.
It's like a nice dinner party.
I got you.
Yeah, exactly, which is why you share, you know, bread and wine. That's what it's all about. And so although this word church or like kirika, like, is very old, either Latin or Greek, depending on who you ask. That is not what the words that people used largely back then.
Yep.
So old mate Paul.
From the Bible. Oh, yep, old mate.
What wrote all the letters. I've kind of got on true form talking about like weird biblical history.
This is Amelia's niche mastermind section. If anybody ever needs a, you know, phone a friend on a television show, Amelia's your girl for this one.
So they're more likely to use the word like ecclesia.
Ecclesia. That is quite posh compared to church.
I'm actually just going to the ecclesia.
Well, I think part of the reason it sounds like that is because we get ecclesiastical from this.
Okay. Just remind me, what does ecclesiastical actually mean?
I mean, it just means like relating to church matters.
Okay. Churchy stuff.
And I think the French word for church is église.
Ah, oh, there you go.
So
look at that.
This all
Ms.
makes
French.
Sense. Well, you know.
and so that word means just like a group of people.
Oh, okay.
Like, originally, so it'd be like
about
a
the
gathering.
Building. Yeah, less about the building, more about the people hanging out.
Yeah.
So how old are we talking for these words? This is, if Paul was using it, must have been a while ago.
So that would have been kind of at the, like, very late first century.
Ooh, very old.
Old hairs.
Very, 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 very old. And the other word that they used was, oh, I can't find the root for this. It's like, the reason I couldn't find it is because it's just the same word, but with a K.
Oh.
Thank you, Greek. Basilica.
Basilica.
Yes. And so basilica comes back to church, and that it also just means like a ruler or a lord's house.
So basically, like we've got gatherings of people or posh men's houses. That seems to be the two camps we've got going here.
Well, as far as I can tell, the ruler that they're referring to is probably more likely to be like Jesus, like God, that
yes.
they're talking about, rather than, you know, let's all go to the mayor's house.
My word.
So we're back in the first century. What other words are there for churches out there, Amelia? Because I think you've hit all the ones that I would think of off the top of my head.
Those are the big ones. So the other things that I looked at were kind of more specific religious houses. So like an abbey.
Oh, yep.
Is interesting. It comes from Abba, meaning father.
So it's the father's house.
It's Dad's house.
It's Dad's house.
Yeah, because that's where you know, fathers are, as in, like, you know, when
holy
you call
fathers.
A priest father.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
What? Just a tangent, as per usual on this segment, just having a tangent here. Is the name Abigail, is that related to abbeys at all? Furious
I do
typing.
Not think so.
When I can hear you typing, I imagine like hacking into the mainframe sort of vibes going on.
Yeah, it
all
gets
some tiny little like sunglasses.
Very Matrix.
It Abigail's Hebrew.
Oh, okay. So we're different kettle of fish here.
No, not quite. Because it means my father's joy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it is related. Gale. It is related. Damn.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
All right, we've got abbeys. I'm pulling the train back on the tracks that I purposefully
abbeys.
Derailed there.
Monastery is a good one because you can kind of come to this conclusion yourself. It's like a monastery. It's like a place to be alone.
Oh,
I
true.
Couldn't have come to that by myself.
Yeah, no, neither. But now that you've spelled it out for me, I do get that.
I guess that's interesting.
Oh,
I never use that sig. Sorry, I just wanted to crack it out today just for fun. I do think that's interesting, though, because I always think of monks as not necessarily being lonely people, though, because weren't there, like, quite a lot of them usually hanging out together?
Yeah, but, I mean...
it's all about solitude.
It's like... You can have, like, collective solitude, though. I think especially if there's, like, some vows of silence going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Just communicating on a higher plane at that point.
And, like, you know, being away from, you know, the despicable, you know...
the rest of us
secular
heathens.
World.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thought I would finish off because I was worried that people might find... Oh, why are all these buildings called different things? Oh, it's because a lot of people went there. I was worried they might find that not that exciting, so I thought I'd just tell people to look up Simon Stylites at the end so they could have something fun to think about.
Who's Simon Stylites? I have to look him up, will I?
Okay, so there's this... So basically, a stylite is like a post. It's like a pillar.
Oh, yeah.
So it's from a Greek word, stylos.
Isn't that a pen? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a stylus. But it's like, you know, that kind of thing. It's like a post.
Yep.
And so a stylite is like a kind of religious person, a religious ascetic person who lives on top of a big post.
Whoa.
And the OG guy was called Simon. And so he's known as Simon Stylites.
So just
and if you
lived on a post.
He lived up on top of a post and he would sit on the post and contemplate God, and people would come and they'd be like, how's it going? And he'd just ignore them and keep sitting on top of his big post.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And I would highly recommend Googling it because people have some extremely interesting artistic interpretations of
Simon Stylites.
Simon Stylites. And you can, there's a photo that claims to be of his pillar.
Wow. Wait, how old is his pillar supposed to be?
Just about 20 years.
Yeah, but this was happened in like 1998. Yeah. I actually don't know when Simon Stylites.
Old as anything.
Time itself.
390 to 459.
Nice. That
is a long time.
And he was famous for sitting on a big post.
Nice.
So if you want to get famous, or maybe you're bored of your job or whatever, you could try sitting up on top of a big post.
Exactly. Thank you, Amelia, for bringing us Simon Stylites and many names for churches today. You picked us Crawl Babies by the Pastels. I'm curious to see how this ties in to what we've been talking about.
I'm hoping it's the right pastel song. I think it's the one that says, I'm going to build you up as tall as a church.
True. We'll do anything for one line and an excuse to play the pastels on the radio. Thanks, Amelia. Have a lovely rest of your day. And we will talk to you again next week.
So long.
Bye. Got it right. That was the one that has the big post line in it. That is Crawl Babies by the Pastels. Thank you very much, Amelia, for bringing us various names for churches this morning. Got to be one of the most Amelia discreet segments of this show thus far. And I'm pleased to have her back. We missed her last week. So we will be back with more words next week as well. And a few more tunes for you in just a moment.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.